Blog Talk Radio.
Larry Love Show. It's the Larry Love Show. Larry Love Show. It's the Larry Love Show. Yeah, he's bad. Larry's on the map. Discussing real life situations and he's speaking fast. Yeah, he's back. The man in case you didn't know on Blog Talk Radio. It's the Larry Love Show. How many topics going on every day? Yeah, your opinion matters. That's what Larry Love say. He's a family man, got a master plan. He sticks to it, he's a veteran. Man of the hour, prostate cancer. Couldn't hold him down, yeah, he'll survive. Conversation should heat it. Make you pull out some gloves. But at the end of the day, what? It's all about love.
It's all about love.
Larry Love Show. It's the Larry Love Show. Larry Love Show. It's the Larry Love Show. Yeah, he's bad. Larry's on the map. Discussing real life situations and he's thinking bad. Yeah, he's bad. The man in case you didn't know on Blog Talk Radio. It's the Larry Love Show. Larry Love Show. It's the Larry Love Show. Larry Love Show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Larry Love Show, the all-new Larry Love Show. Right here, y'all. I've been gone a whole year. I've been gone a whole year from Blog Talk Radio. And I'm here to tell you, it's a whole lot to talk about. What's up, Facebook friends out there? What's going on? How y'all doing, man? I got a special guest on the line. But I just want to say, welcome back to the all-new Larry Love Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. If you want to call into the show and say what's up, give your opinion, call in to 657-383-0992. That's 657-383-0992. I got a new number, y'all, right here on the Larry Love Show. The new Larry Love Show will be every other Monday or whenever I choose to do one, y'all, and that's going to be on a Monday, and I will let you guys know. So you can call into the show if you want to and hang out with me tonight. I'm going to be ranting and raving about all kinds of things, y'all. I'm going to be talking about the political climate here in America 2018. I'm going to be talking about it. So if you want to talk about it, call into the show, 657-383-0992. But we're going to get this thing started because my guest on tonight, and man, I tell you, this guy here, David Lee, we're going to have to get him back on here because we got to talk about some of the books he got. So without, you know, hey, I'm just, excuse me if y'all don't hear my applause and all that stuff. I haven't put none of this stuff on my all-new Larry Love Show. I didn't lose none of my shows, but for some reason, all my audio clips and stuff didn't come in, and so I don't have no audio clips up here. So y'all just going to have to bear with me today. Hello, everybody in Facebook land out there. This is your boy, Larry Love, from Blog Talk Radio. I've been gone for a year. I am back. I am ready to go. Without further ado, I want to bring in my man out of Texas, y'all, Mr. David Lee. What's up, David Lee?
Larry Love, what's going on, my man? How's everything going?
Hey, man, just working hard, man. Just, you know, just taking care of the family, man. Just doing family stuff.
I understand. Well, listen, man, congratulations on your return to the airwaves. I know you got some much-needed rest. I apologize, man. I'm en route to an event this evening. I would like to spend a little more time with you, you know, as you're re-debuting your newly formatted show, but congrats on getting the rest. Congrats on your relaunch. I know this is going to be a hit as we end out this year and go into 2019 with the Larry Love Show.
Hey, man, thank you, man. So I know you're on your way somewhere. So we're going to, without further ado, I want to ask you, you know, what is your thoughts? What is your thoughts on this political climate here in America 2018?
You know, it's kind of scary, man. You know, because I think, you know, just about every one of us, you know, sees, you know, the deceptive practices that are happening, that are coming out of the White House, you know, and I don't think any of us really, really, truly understood the importance of this past election and how we should have shown up at the polls and made that, you know, that next presidential decision, you know, really easy and clear cut. So I think we're kind of living with the results of not really taking these kind of things real seriously as we watch the leadership that's coming out of Washington. You know, I mean, everything from obstruction of justice, you know, to the firing of the innocent, to the immoral turpitudes with the, you know, with the decisions that our president is making, to siding with, you know, known racists who've been racist for years in none other in the form of Jeff Sessions. I mean, you name it. This guy has crossed every line, you know, has broken every barrier in terms of, you know, morality and, you know, in terms of injustice, that it's just amazing that he's lasted as long as he has.
Wow. Man, you said a whole lot there. Now, I want to ask you, you know, just let me know when you got to go. So I want to just zoom forward and let's talk about Judge Kavanaugh. What's your thoughts on Judge Kavanaugh and this whole situation?
You know, it's hard to judge what took place 30 years ago. And I think that it puts the nation in a little bit of a pickle, because you don't want to minimize the pain and the hurt that someone has gone through years ago. You know, just because 30 years has passed, you know, it would be easy for some to say, well, it was 30 years ago, why are we talking about this now? But I got to tell you, if the man is guilty of the things that, you know, that he's being accused of, you know, whether we're talking 30 years or whether we're talking 100 years, injustice is injustice. If he is guilty of it, then yeah, he should be held accountable. Here's my problem with all of this, is that if you do a juxtaposition of what's happening with Judge Kavanaugh to what happened with Clarence Thomas,
right?
And let's just compare that also to what happened with Bill Clinton. Because, you know, time and chance, and sometimes folks forget, you know, about history and how things have played out over history. So we got Bill Clinton, and we remember how Bill Clinton looked in the camera of the, you know, the American public and said, you know, I want to be real clear. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, you know, and I need to get back to doing my job, which is serving the American people. You know, sounded real scripted. Of course, it came out later, of course. None of that Bill said was true. When you look at Clarence Thomas, and we look at Anita Hill, you know, the way it looks is that Anita Hill wasn't lying, that Anita wasn't wrong. And when you look at Judge Kavanaugh and compare that to Bill Cosby, I just say that whatever decision is being made with Kavanaugh, they should be fair and give him his just due the same way they gave Bill Cosby his just due.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That right or wrong, whether Bill was right or whether Bill was wrong, Bill was held to account for some actions that none of us were there, you know, to witness.
Right.
None of us were there to witness. So if they're going to hold Bill accountable, I think that those same standards should be in place when you talk about this man who is trying to take on one of the highest offices in this nation, where he's going to be judging cases similar to what he's being accused for.
Right. Okay, man, that was good. You piggyback over into Bill, but I want to. Did you see the hearing of Ms. Ford?
I didn't see the hearing. I didn't.
Okay. Now I want to ask you, what do you think about what number 45 is doing with the tariffs?
You're talking about the tariffs with Mexico and with Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's just his business, you know, his business sense at work. But at the end of the day, you know, these political moves really are made to enrich those who are already rich and wealthy. Those
right.
kind of decisions, when you talk about the tariffs being lifted and Canada coming out on top and Mexico feeling like they got a win out of this too, none of that stuff really trickles down to the everyday man. None of that stuff trickles down, you know, to the hood. None of it trickles down to where we live. Doesn't trickle down to
right.
everyday
right.
living for us. So, you know, regardless of what decisions they're making on that global level, you know, from a national standpoint, by the time those decisions really reach our doorstep, you know, we're unimpacted by them. Didn't put any more.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. So, So, your opinion. Number 45, and this whole Russia collusion, the Robert Mueller investigation. What's your thoughts on that?
You know how we grow up. You know, we have that innate ability to sniff out a lie. You know, you can have two fellas telling a story, and everybody knows the guy on the right, he lying.
Right.
He lying, and he telling the truth. So
right.
when you talk about the collusion right. and all of that that's happening with Russia, yeah, man, I mean, this is what they do. This is what they do. They buy elections. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So do you think since okay, so we got all these indictments. We got all these indictments going on. Now it's getting real close. It's getting real close to the president now. It's getting real close to the family. So what do you think your thoughts are? What Robert Mueller's next move?
You know, I think with Robert Mueller, he's really smart. When you talk about bringing down a president, you know, for if it's obstruction of justice, right, or if it's him being enriching himself through his affiliations as the president and still having these business deals, and him employing family members, you know, I think what Robert Mueller is doing is he's just building a rock solid, impenetrable case that when he finally does drop that hammer, I think it's going to be a slam dunk.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be undeniable that this president has to be impeached.
That's my whole thing, man. He is so smooth at what he's doing, and I'm going to give my opinion later on, but I want to give a chance, man. This first time I'm on the air, man. I haven't been on the air in a while, so I want to give everybody a chance to speak. So, hey, I got Mr. David Leon out of Texas. He's on his way to an event down there. Hey, if you want to call, check this out, guys. If you want to call me. I got a new number, so I have to look over at the screen. You got to call 657-383-0992. That's 657-383-0992. And if you want to speak to me, just press 1 on the phone, and we can talk. Now, somebody on Facebook Live said Mueller would drop a hammer down on the president. So I'm going to go to the phone line now. I know you got to go, but I want to ask you also, do you believe in your heart that Kavanaugh is going to be on the Supreme Court?
No, there's too much heat on him. There's too much heat on him. And I tell you why I say no, because I don't think that the nation wants to put themselves in a situation where they feel like they got it wrong again. I think to some extent we feel like we got it wrong with Clarence Thomas. You know, it's a lifetime
right.
position
right.
where he's judging, you know, moral issues for the country, for the nation. And I just don't think that, you know, the American people want to feel like they got it wrong a second time.
Right.
So
right.
whether it's 30
right.
years, you know, whether it's, you know, 30 days, the problem that Kavanaugh faces is that if you listen to some of the other syndicate programs, man, there are older white women calling in crying because of the memory of some things that happened to them 30, 40, 50 years ago is being stirred up. It's being stirred up for them. So there's a lot of emotional damage, a lot of emotional hurt that's being resurfaced as a result of, you know, what he's being accused of. And I just don't think that, now I don't think he's going to get the, I don't think he's going to get the nomination. I don't think he's going to get passed through.
So do you think this whole presidency, man, has been a joke? A bad dream?
It's not a bad, I wouldn't call it a bad dream. I wouldn't call it a bad dream. I wouldn't call it a joke. We talk about being woke. We talk about wake-up calls. Let me tell you.
Right.
Right. Our white brothers and sisters, and I love our white brothers and sisters, don't get me wrong, but white people are the majority in this country, not based purely on their numbers. And although there are more whites in this country than there are people of color, and the statistics suggest that's changing, and white folk know it. They know it. And so they're really struggling to hold on to their power. And, you know, whoever controls the purse has the power. Whoever controls politics, you know, they have the power. This is what Dr. King was fighting for. Dr. King wasn't fighting for a seat on the bus. Dr. King was fighting for the right to vote. He was fighting for the right to change political process. I think what Donald Trump's presidency is for us is it is a true wake-up call that we have to do more than just march. We have to do more than just talk. We got to get involved in this political process and begin implementing laws that make life better for us. You have people who come from other countries. Man, they come to this country, and we all know this, and in the span of a few short years, because of all of the benefits that are granted to them through the government, through government subsidies, through government grants, through government entitlements, that are written on the books, in the laws, they are able to surpass us, even though people of color, black folk in particular, even though we outnumber them. The Asian community represent a very minute population here in the U.S. But if you go to those Asian communities and you look at how they do business, man, their business is done to some extent, is done with excellence. When you look at a president like President Donald Trump, the decisions that he's making, the things that he's doing, it is designed to protect white privilege. It is designed to protect white wealth. If we don't understand that securing that wealth has little to do with how hard you work and more to do with what laws are in place to protect that wealth, man, we're going to miss it in this next election, in the next 20 years of elections. We got to watch what Donald Trump is doing. We got to watch how his friends rally around him, that entire Republican Party. And they turn a deaf ear to all of the stuff that he says and all the stuff that he does with virtually no accountability, because they're protecting their political prowess. They're protecting their political power, because with that political power, it affords them this privileged lifestyle that they live. And we will never get there. We will never get there until we become ingrained in the political process in this country. That's why I respect brothers like Roland Martin. He's deep in it. Dick Gregory.
Man.
I mean, you know, the list goes on. But someone from our ranks amongst our youth, we have to do more than just sing and rap and dribble a ball and run a ball. We got to do more than that because those things don't affect financial change. Maybe it'll change your zip code. Maybe it'll change the zip code for the fella who's carrying the ball. But it won't change the status of the neighborhood where all of those people who live are living in a socioeconomically depressed environment. Politics change that. And until we're ready to do that, President Trump and what he's doing, it may be a nightmare, but it shouldn't be a nightmare. It should be more of a reality check for us, more of a wake-up call. That, yeah, I need to get involved. I need to get my children involved. I need to get their friends involved. And whatever happens politically, whatever laws are passed, whatever statutes are put in place, yeah, we benefit from that. Until we're willing to do that, we'll always end up being pawns in this game called life.
Man, boy, that was awesome right there, man. You wanna shout out the event that you're going to?
Yeah, it's just a little social event, man. You know, nothing on the books. You know, just a little social event. It's all good.
Okay. Hey, man, yeah. I really appreciate you taking out the time as you're driving to the event. You're with your family, your wife.
Yeah, I got my son here with me and with his friend as well. Little leadership event, you know.
All right. What's up, my man? How you doing? Your son is over there riding with you. I appreciate it, man. And I tell you, man, like this whole and I'm definitely agreeing with you on what Donald Trump is doing. Like he hasn't done much, but he's done a lot. Came into office. He's undoing everything that Obama, he's trying to undo everything that Obama's doing. That just out of pure jealousy from what the black president done. He's changing everything. He wanted the attorney general that he wanted. The attorney general is mm-hmm. doing everything that he wanted, but the one thing that he wanted, the attorney general couldn't do it. And what's the trip about it is, Donald Trump, you know he couldn't do it because he met with the Russians.
Exactly.
So, I mean, he met with the Russians. So when he got called up to the Senate and they realized that he lied and they had to call him back, and then he kind of, I had forgot to mention it. And once they called him
about
in that
meeting, yeah.
Yeah, so now he says, hey, I got to recuse myself of anything Russia. I mean, he did what he was supposed to do, right?
Yeah.
I mean, okay.
You will.
I just thought if it's not me. Let's go to the phone lines right quick. Let me know when you got to go. Let's go to the last four. 722.
I'm gonna jump, Brother Layla.
Huh?
I'm going to jump, my man. Hey, listen, I appreciate you having me on this evening, man. Much love, much success to your show, man. Keep sounding the alarm. Keep motivating our people, getting them involved, allowing people the outlet to speak their mind and say their piece, man. I love you, brother. I look forward to coming back to Atlanta sometime and connecting with you again, okay?
All right, my man. See you later.
All right. God bless you, brother.
Mr. David Lee is in the building, y'all. I'm going to go to the phone lines. I'm going to go to the last four numbers. The last four of your number is 7226. You're on the Larry Love Show. What up? Hello? You're on the Larry Love Show. Agape, hey, that's you? You're on the Larry Love Show. You on the Larry Love Show. Hello? Hello? You might want to call back in. Can you guys hear me? All right. Hey, it's a lot going on. I just wanted to come on tonight and get my feet wet again. What's up, Castleberry? How you doing? What's up, Mr. Williams? What's going on? Let me see if I can bring you back in. All right, Mr. Williams, you there? Hello? 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 You gotta turn your phone up. Hello? Okay. All right. Hey, Nene, can you hear me? This is my first night doing all this stuff, and I'm trying to get everything right. Nene, can you hear me? Can you hear me talking? Okay. Bad connection. Okay, man. So, you know, I was sitting back, and I've been gone for a year on Blog Talk Radio. What's up, Miss Kathy Smith is in the building. How you doing, young lady? You can hear me? Okay. I just wanted to get everybody's opinion, you know, about what's going on, like I always do. Let me go to the phone line. Because I'm having some bad connection. So let me go to the last 2457. You're on the Larry Love Show. What up? Hello? I just heard somebody.
Hello?
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 How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Sparkle Diamond.
What's up, Sparkle Diamond? How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Thank you for calling in to the Larry Love Show. I really do appreciate it. This is my first night back. This is my first night back after a year away from Blog Talk Radio. And I just wanted to come on, and I'm going to be coming on every other Monday or whatever Monday I feel like coming on and just listening to the people out there, because I know a lot of people are frustrated about what's going on. And I say, you know what? It's time to come back. It's time to listen to people's opinions, listen to their thoughts, their concerns. And I say, hey, I want to come back, and I want to, you know, give people a chance to vent and say what they have to say. So I really do appreciate you calling into the show.
Okay, cool. No problem.
Now, you have anything you want to say about this whole, I just want to talk about at this particular moment, since you mentioned it, I'll go ahead and go to it. But I didn't want to get into the Bill Cosby thing, but we can. But I want to ask you your thoughts about President number 45. What's your thoughts about his whole situation?
Well, I don't like him. But, you know, he was picked to be the president. I don't like him at all. I don't like his values. I don't like nothing about him. That's how I feel about him.
Well, I mean, why you
don't like him? I could talk about him, but I really don't like to comment, like, on the, you know, like on certain things, because you never know who's listening to you, and everything you take, and people taking content, and all of a sudden you're in a problem because you said this, you said that. So I don't really like to I just say that I just don't like him. I just don't. I mean, I just don't. And I don't really like to talk about that because I don't want to, not like I'm afraid or anything, I just don't want to talk about certain things that I can't change at this point in time.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, number 45, he is a 71-year-old baby. He has to respond to everything that somebody says. He has to get the last word in that everybody says. And if you know, hey, I want to let everybody know on Facebook Live, you know, you can come on Facebook and you can, you know, come on Facebook Live with me and talk with me so I can see you if you don't want to, you know, call into the show. I mean, you can call into the show, or you can, I added you where you can come on, and
well,
you can.
I appreciate that, but I'm more like, when I'm on a talk show, I mean, I'm appreciate being on your line, but I'm more like, I want to talk about, if I talk about anything, I really like to talk about our, in our community, the solution, what we need to be doing to uplift our
young people. Okay, Sparkle, that's going to be the next week, the next show.
I know, but I don't really have anything else to say about the president, just that I just don't like him, and I'm probably feel the same, you probably feel the same way I feel, but, you know, I just don't want to talk about him. I just don't like him. That's it. That should tell you everything right there. I just don't like it.
Right, right. Well, I appreciate you, you know, letting me know that. And we also tonight going to be, you know, while I got you on the line, and anybody that's on Facebook Live, you guys can call into the show. I got to keep looking at the screen because I have a new number. The new number is 657-383-0992. 657-383-0992. You can call in to the show. I got a person on the Facebook says Trump was placed in the White House and he's playing games very well. He ain't nothing but a circus clown. Okay, thank you for that. We have somebody say he is loyal to his tweet and not people. I mean, whatever you think about President Trump, you know, my opinion, you know, I try not to, you know, I want to come back and not really, I want to listen to everybody else's opinion. I want to give everybody else the show. I want to give them the platform to speak and try not to put my opinion out there as much. But today I just said, you know what, I got to go back on. I got to listen to people. I got to let people come on the show late at night and let them rant and get out what they want to say. And this, like I say, I'm a little rusty. This is my first time back on Blog Talk Radio over a year. And somebody said that Trump thinks that he's still on a reality show. That's a good one. That's a good one. And also, I want to talk about, I'm going to get a break here, and I want to talk about, you know, some of us wasn't living in the 50s, and a lot of us wasn't living in the 40s and the 50s, in the 60s, and some of us I was born 66, and when racism was, you know, they call you the N-word to your face in the 40s and the 50s, somewhere in the 60s, start dying down a little bit, but now, they're showing us again that, hey, they say that we're nothing. Why is it that a young man, two young men that can go rob a store and beat up the person at the counter, and the white kid gets 2 years probation, and the black kid gets 2 years prison? Bill Cosby supposedly did all this stuff 30-some years ago, but then you have Moonves, CBS, Woody Allen actually married his daughter. He should have been in jail, and we can go on and on and on and on and on, and none of these white men are in jail. And Bill Cosby, 81 years old, partially blind, and
right.
He's sitting in a jail cell tonight, and the judge said no bail. So I came up with white man means no jail. Black man means jail and no bail. What do you think about that, Sparkle?
Well, with Bill Cosby, I feel like, you know, like there's a lot of people are saying, and this is the, everybody knows about the celebrities selling their souls for money. They're selling their souls for material to have everything. People come, like poor unfortunate souls come to the big people and get this money. So I feel like Bill Cosby, his soul was bought by this, by the industry, because there's no way that this rich black man, father of television, can just get dragged into prison like that and it's his soul. So it got to be something, it got to be some type of control that nobody can control, because it just can't be. And then you got, like, you know, these other white people, they are rapists. They did a whole bunch of stuff, and it's like, it's no problem. They're doing what they being nasty and everything, and they just got over. It's like they're doing it to the black man, because even in the you know the amendments, the 14th Amendment says that we black people, we're not even 100% human. That's why people treat us like that, because they have to change that constitution on us. We're not even 100% human. We are human. We are God's people. We are His chosen people. We are black. We are beautiful. We come in all shades. You know, but Bill Cosby, man, it's something to that. There's no way. They did Michael Jackson the same way. They put him on a high pedestal, and they give him all that money, fame, and fortune for 15, 20 years, and then they just take the black man, just put him like a, treat him like a dog, call him a rapist, and put him in prison. Michael Jackson the same way. They're all going down the same route. And that's what we can do about it, because they sold their soul to the devil. And why are we giving our soul to the Almighty God? So we see stuff like that. Nothing we can do. Nothing we could do about it, because you can see it's happening. There's not, Michael Jackson was the richest person, richest black, famous, and look at him. The end of him was rapist, prisoner, black. You know, they did him. This is a trend, and you know, it's an industry's trend. And people that want to go out there and they want to sell their soul, this is going to be the end of them.
Right. Right.
Don't you see that they all go down the same route? They all go down the same road. They all go down the same road. You know, even with
okay.
Prince. No will, you know, even with Prince, drugs, no will. I mean, all of them going, they sold their souls. And that's what they did. And that's why you see Bill Cosby is being dragged in jail. He has blind, black men. Nobody, who could do something about it? Who want to do something about it? We black people, we can't do nothing about it. Who's going to do something about it? Who's going to do something? You see our father of television, we know that's from a bunch of lies. What are we going to do about it? Who's going to do something? Who's going to help this old man that's going to rot in prison? His soul is going to be gone. Like, who's going to help him?
Right.
Who can get him? Who can help him? His soul. God, I'm not laughing, but his soul.
You know who's going to help him. You know, Big Bubba and them going to help him, you know. Big Bubba and them going to help him. You know, they're going to make sure nobody mess with him. You know, Bill got a lot of money, so there's going to be a couple of guys in jail that are going to be making sure that Bill's straight.
Well, I'm pretty. I hope the Lord helps Bill, I really
hope. Bill got a lot of money. These people commissary, they're going to have so much money on their books. Bill's going to find the two toughest dudes in there. Say, look here, man, y'all commissary is going to be cool. Y'all going to have so much money. You ain't got to worry about it when I leave out of here. Y'all will be it in jail until your last day, because Bill can put so much money on their books. Man, they can buy a whole lot of honey buns. Hey, guys, we have my daughter on the Facebook live. What's up? How you doing? What's going on?
Hey, Daddy.
So what's your thoughts, NeNe, about number 45?
As she said, I don't like them. I try to see the good in everybody. I try to see, especially with him being president, I try to see the good in him, but I have yet to hear anything good come from him, anything good come out of his mouth, anything good that he's done for the United States. I mean, I literally am trying myself to look up stuff, and I have yet to find anything. We're so close to war because of him. I mean, it's just terrifying, and I don't
see why people don't see that. Darling,
hold on.
Something. Hold on.
Let her finish. You talk for a minute. Let her finish. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead, NeNe.
But I mean, just I've asked several different people that I work with, that I don't work with, you know, what he's done, you know, what their opinions are, and everybody says, oh, well, he's, you know, just give him a chance. And I'm like, but what has he done? Just as a president, what has he done? So even me looking up stuff on Google or trying to look up stuff on the internet, it's all about his tweets, or it's about what he said, or it's about, you know, his reality shows or whatever the case is, stuff like that. It's not anything having to do with the presidency. Then when it is, it's bad stuff. So I don't understand. I just don't understand. It's all this presidency, they basically put him in there. It's a joke now. Everybody else in the world is laughing at us. This is a joke.
Can I get you to understand? Can I help you understand, sweetheart?
Go ahead.
The understanding was with the president. I really don't like to talk about him, but I want to, you know, to say this to you. He was chosen to be in there. He was chosen by those people who, same people who did Bill Cosby. He was chosen by those people. There's no way that he should be in the White House. There's no way in the world he should be in the White House. We are not blind. We can see. This man should not have been in the White House, but he's chosen. It was his time for the people on high, the principal palace and high places, so that he was chosen by the people, those people, not us. Not us, the people. He was chosen by those people. That's why he's in there. That's why he's on all this nasty stuff talking about how he treats women. There's nothing they can do about him, nothing. So they put him on high. And that's what they do. They put you on high. Once you sell your soul, they give you what you want, what your desire. So that's his desire to be the president. He was bought. So that's why his time is there, because he was chosen by those people to be put there. There's no way in the world we put him there. We are the people. We did not put this man there. We did not. No one put him there. He was forced there. He was there because he was chosen.
Yeah, he was chosen. I mean, if you don't listen to me, guys. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure things out. You know, Castleberry and I, we work together, and so we're constantly talking about things. My girl Kathy Smith, you know, we're constantly talking about things. We're laughing, you know, we're laughing stock of the world right now. Somebody said Trump ain't did nothing. But guys, look, all you got to do is just look around. If you were watching when the night went down when Donald Trump won, hell, he looked more surprised than we did. You know, he looked surprised when he came out there.
He
probably was like, what the, you know, because last he heard Hillary was winning. Then next thing you know, the people went to the commercial, came back. This sucker was winning every state. I mean, it was just crazy. And then when he came out, I know he was chosen. I'm just appeasing everybody. He was so confused, or acting like he was so confused. And but everybody else, we were shocked. But I was never shocked, y'all. I was never shocked, because this man in the debates, see, what changed for me was we've always been civil when we have debates. You know, people get out of pocket every now and then, and I don't know, look at yourself in your lifetime. I'll come back to you in a minute, Sparkles. Let me make some comments right quick. Look at the debates. Look at the debates in your mind of the debates that you've seen. And most of the debates have been civil. And, you know, there'll be some little words here and there, but there's a lot of respect, a lot of civil going on. Donald Trump came into the debate. He called the lady ugly on national television. He told a grown man, Marco Rubio, called him a little man, called him short or something. He told the New Jersey governor some about his weight and some donuts. You know, he was like us on the cone at the water cooler talking about each other and joning each other. He brought some craziness and some realness to the debates, where he was talking about folks. He was downing folks and joning folks. And people was like, oh, man, this is different. But what I saw was, I said, man, look at the disrespect that he's doing on this stage, and nobody is calling him on it. Nobody is doing anything. And then when he went up against Hillary, y'all, and him and Hillary was having a debate, and I know y'all probably remember this. As a husband, I would have had to walk behind the stage, and I would have to have some words with Donald Trump, because when Donald Trump was walking behind Hillary when she was talking and all up close to her and following her like he's a stalker, I'm a husband sitting out in the audience. I would have had a problem with that. I mean, no, and the young lady Sparkles tried to tell you guys, haven't you noticed that all the vile, nasty things he's said, the nasty things that he's done, all the sexual harassments. He's got like 13 sexual harassments on him. He got a case going on right now that I can tell you guys about later, because I don't have all my computer stuff hooked up. And so Trump is who he is. And I don't think that black people are really truly mad with Donald Trump. But I think we know who Donald Trump is. But I want you guys to think, though. I want you guys to think for a minute. Donald Trump told you what he was going to do.
Yep.
Donald Trump told you what he was going to do. Now, I know Sarge is on the line. I know Sarge is going to call in to the show. And I like Sarge. And I'm an equal opportunist. I like, you know, I'm not a Democrat and I'm not a Republican. My wife and I, we're independents. I listen to what Republicans are saying. I listen to what Democrats are saying. And then I weigh how it affects me or how I think. You know, that's how me and my wife, you know, I ain't never really been the Democratic person, the Republican person, because I'm always listening to both sides. Because we're all Americans here in this land. We're all here from somewhere else. Now, some of us ain't from somewhere else, and I did say the word ain't, because I'm not from Africa. I'm from America. That's where I'm from. My ancestors or whoever, but I'm from America. So I don't know about anybody else. But I want to thank Mr. William Agape, man. You've been hanging out with me on the show. My daughter, Nene, and it's not over with yet. I just want to let people know that I see you on Facebook. A lot of, you know, I got people on Facebook looking, going in and out. This is my first show, and I want y'all to know something. This is a platform for you to come on and you to vent, for you to give your frustration, for you to say what you want to say at this time of night. Now, I'm going to put this on YouTube in 30-minute increments. So I'm going to be cutting them up and putting them on YouTube. I don't have all my other computers here, so I have YouTube on and all this other stuff on. I just got a few little things going on right here. I want you guys to also know something. I'm not in it for 1,000 people on my Facebook Live. I'm not in it for hundreds of people. That's not why I'm in it. I'm into doing this for you to come on and say what you got to say before you go to bed at night. Whatever is on your mind, whatever it is that you're thinking that you want to say, this is what the Larry Love Show is about. All right, so I'm not looking for numbers. I'm not looking for all this stuff. I just want to get on and talk about what I'm thinking about, talking about what I feel, listen to you, what you're thinking about before you go to bed. That's what the Larry Love Show is about. So I want to definitely get people to know that, all right? So we have somebody on Facebook, Nene, that said white America don't see that. They see him being that this macho man that takes what he wants. That's the way a lot of white people think. Well, I don't know if a lot of white people think that way, Casper. I don't want to generalize all white people. I don't want to do that. Just like I don't want to think that all black people are criminals. You know, we can't never really say all. You know, you got to deal with who you come in contact with and that stuff. So let's talk about Donald Trump pissing off our allies overseas. Did you guys see when he went overseas and spoke at the UN, and he told the UN, Nene, the United States is better off than any other administration since I took office. Them folks laughed at him.
Uh-huh.
And they showed the camera pan around to the German people. They were laughing at him because he said that the United States hasn't ever been more awesome than it is since he has been running the country. Man, you got to give it to him, y'all. The dude is a fool. Okay, man, I'm going to bring you in. Let's see if we can get you in. All right, Mr. William, that's you. Mr. William. Is that you? Okay. Nene, try to call into the hello?
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 Okay, I think I still got Sparkle on the line.
Yeah, I'm still on the line.
Sparkle, is this you?
I had to call back in because your phone had messed up or some signal was bad. So I had to hang up and call back in.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out, guys, where I'm gonna do my show at. Y'all bear with me. My wife and I, we just moved into a new house, and So the basement is not finished. I didn't want to go down in the basement. I probably should have just went in the family room in the middle of the house. That's probably where I should have went. I came in this guest room over here that we haven't did anything to, and I think I'm having internet issues and stuff. So I want to apologize. I want to apologize, y'all. I'm in a brand smacking new house, and the internet, man, is just kind of crazy in this house, man. So, and Nene, you know this house is huge. So we having all kind of internet stuff. We had to get some extensions. We had to buy some extensions to plug up and all this kind of stuff. So, Sarge, the number is 657. I texted to you, Sarge. Look at your text. 657-383-0992. You don't watch either? Okay. So
I watch. The only reason why I watch is because I want to see how close we are to getting to war.
Well, I don't think we're gonna go to war. I don't think we're gonna go to war. Why do you think we're gonna go to war?
Just because the way that he's making enemies overseas. I mean, it's only going to be a matter of time before people wake up and see how he is, and they're going to come together.
Okay. Mr. Williams, Sparkle said I'm having some internet issues. So, Mr. Williams, if you can come on Facebook, if you can hit Facebook Live, Mr. Williams, then I can bring you in right up there at the screen. And man, we can, I'm trying to add you in, but I need you to, come on in. So request, if y'all want to talk and y'all don't want to call into the show because I'm having some issues in this room, I might need to go in another room. But I might walk around and just do a tour. But anyway, I'm trying to add you into the Facebook Live. I'm having some internet issues. That's what it is. Having some internet issues. Mr. Williams, I'm trying to bring you into the live. All you gotta do is hit Mr. Williams, come on man, just hit add in like my daughter is. Can you guys see my daughter? And then y'all just hit in, I can add you in, I can hear you. If you can't call in to the show. Your volume just went out. My volume just went out.
I can hear you now. It did at first.
Jesus Christ. Man, what is going on here?
Because we talk
like
about
a slow-mo at first.
Facebook don't like it.
Let me open this door to this room.
You talk about Trump, but they don't like it.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to be quiet, y'all. My wife was like, you're going to start this show again, so where are you going to do the show at? And I was like, well, I'm going to go in the basement, or you were out for a minute or two, it came back. Yeah, I'm going to have to do some dry runs and get all this stuff together. But I won't be doing this, y'all, every Monday, probably not even every other Monday. Agape, man, I know you say I got ghosts, but why don't you come... Agape, why don't you come on like my daughter, man? Just come on like my daughter on Facebook, and then I can hear you. Can you do that? Sarge, Kathy, come on the screen. I'm trying to bring you guys on the screen. Y'all accept my ad. I'm trying to bring you on the screen. Okay. All right. Well, hey, Again, this is the Larry Love Show, the all-new Larry Love Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I want to give a shout-out to Kathy Smith, my girl, my sis. I want to give a shout-out to Jazzy. If you guys didn't hear my intro, I want y'all to hear this intro and tell me what y'all think about it, and then we're going to get back to some more topics. We're going to talk about why is it now in 2018 the same crime but different results and different colors. Check out my new intro, y'all.
Larry Love Show, it's the Larry Love Show. Yeah, he's bad. Larry's on the map. Discussing real life situations and he's speaking fast. Yeah, he's back. The man in case you didn't know on Blog Talk Radio, it's the Larry Love Show.
How many topics going on every day? Yeah, your opinion matters. That's what Larry Love say. He's a family man, got a master plan. He sticks to it, he's a veteran. Man of the hour, prostate cancer. Couldn't hold him down, yeah, he'll survive. Conversation should keep make you pull out some gloves. But at the end of the day, what? It's all about love.
It's all about love.
Larry Love Show, it's the Larry Love Show. Larry Love Show, it's the Larry Love Show. Yeah, he's bad. Larry's on the map. Discussing real life situations, yeah, he's thinking bad. Yeah, he's bad. The man in case you didn't know on Blog Talk Radio, it's the Larry Love Show. Larry Love Show, it's the Larry Love Show. Larry Love Show, it's the Larry Love Show.
Did y'all just give it up for my girl Jazzy? Murder Inc. in the building did me a drop. Y'all like that drop? Man, that drop is off the chain, y'all. All right, guys, let's really get into it, but I know I'm finna bring a heavy hitter on to the show. Sarge, don't you come on this show, Sarge. Start nothing, Sarge. Don't you start nothing, Sarge. Don't come with all that old Republican stuff, Sarge. Come on now. I'm gonna bring you on the show, Sarge. I don't want no junk. All right, guys. I want to bring on this man. He got about 100 degrees. He's one of. Hey, Sarge, let's bring Sarge on the show. What's up, Sarge?
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Love, right?
Hey, guys. Sarge, he was in the Army, y'all. He retired from the Army, and he's really Dr. Pope. Dr. Pope, you have a PhD in human behavior.
Yeah.
How many black men in the United States of America have a PhD?
Well, less than 1% of the population ever obtain a PhD. So you have, let's say in my particular field, you got about 35,000 white men, about 29,000 white women, about 10,000-15,000 African American women, right? So you only have about maybe 1,400 on the globe that has a PhD.
That has a PhD in human behavior.
And human services, which specialize in behavior, about 1,400 on the planet.
Okay. So can you cut your TV down a little bit for me?
I can do that, sir.
Now, I'm gonna call you Dr. Pope, and I want everybody on here. He's Sarge, but he's also a doctor. Dr. Pope, he has a PhD in human behavior. How many degrees do you have, Sarge? Dr. Pope.
This lovely put me on the spot with that. I don't know, 5, 6, something like that. You know, the degrees don't make a man. What happens? What I like about Mr. Love Show.
No. I know it don't make a man. I'm trying to get somewhere. You have degrees in biblical studies, right?
Yes, sir, I do. Biblical.
Because, Dr. Pope, when I'm talking to you, see, you deal in facts. Because right. I notice when I'm talking to you, you don't give a damn if it's a Democrat, a Republican. You're going by the facts.
By the facts.
So, you're not a Republican, right?
No, sir.
Okay, okay. All right, Ogopi, man. Hey, man, thank you, Mr. William, man, for hanging out with us, man, on the show. Hey, man, I'll be here every other Monday or whenever. I'll put out the flyer and let you know when the next show is. The next show, we're going to talk about our people. We're going to get off the president. We're going to talk about black people. We're going to talk about what black people should be doing. I know it's going to piss some people off, but, hey, that's why I'm back. We're going to talk about what we need to be doing for us. That's what we're going to talk about on the next Larry Love Show, what we need to be doing for us. And it's a lot that we need to be doing for us, because if we're sitting around waiting on somebody, y'all, I'm telling you, well, I ain't going to get into it right now. Me and Sarge, we can go off into another one.
Please,
on that one.
You can go on and on and on.
Yeah. Sarge, man, I'm glad that you're on, man. Man, what, you know, come on, Sarge. Wake everybody up. Sparkle, she woke everybody up a little bit. But I want you to wake everybody up and tell them what's really happening with number 45.
Well, I think a lot of us as African-Americans, you know, me being proud law enforcement and an investigator as well, you have to look at the facts. If you can get out of your feelings and deal with the facts. My entire family, they can't stand Mr. Trump. I'm not, say, a big fan of his. I just deal with the facts. The facts are that there's something bigger coming down the pike that we don't see and we're not prepared for it. We're caught up on this race thing. Yes, it exists. Race does exist. I'm come from a biracial family, so it does exist. But that's a trick of the enemy on the other side to see what's really happening. I don't know if you guys saw here, is looking in the news in the last, say, couple of months. But me and Mr. Love been talking about it for some time. So what happened is that there, Mr. Trump is cutting a deal with Israel. Okay, a peace process deal. That's what you should be concerned about, because that's a sign of the times. Okay, it's happening over here. Okay, this race thing here, this race thing here. I mean, all of them. Feinstein, Bush, all of them have the same agenda. The agenda is the same. All Mr. Trump done was bring them out. He called them out. That's what he did. He called them out. He called the Republicans out, and he called the Democrats out. All right, go back and look at some of his tapes from 17, 18 years ago. Look at what he's doing now. He's even called out people within his own administration. And we must take a look at something. We keep saying he's a racist, but I've seen nobody black he fired. Now, we want to say about Omarosa, okay? She says she didn't get fired. She left. But, you know, other people say, even the NBC talk show talk about she got fired. She left there kicking and screaming. But nobody believes her. Her credit is shot. And she done more harm to black women than Trump can ever do. Because what happened is that if you say something to a woman now, right, especially if you're an African-American, and listen, I am not trying to be disrespectful toward any African-American sister. So don't take it that way, please. But she hurt the African American community as well as the African American female community. No one's gonna really, they already had a big question sign with her recording everything and backbiting everybody, and even the Democrats won't even talk to her now, who are staunch haters of Trump. So you gotta look at the panoramic picture instead of looking at a myopic view. You're not going to get that. You're going to get race, most race Democrats. Just go look back at what Malcolm X, when his black and whites, when he talks about Democrats. So they're the one that created a lot of this mess. They want to talk about race. But race, we don't dismiss it. We don't dismiss race. We don't dismiss it. But that cannot be your major factor. One of the things Mr. Love would tell you that I ask everybody who starts talking about this race thing is, how much water do you have in your house? How much food do you have? Because it's something coming that's like a tsunami. there was a tsunami that hit the Middle East, I mean, the Southeast Asia a few days ago, okay? So what happened, it was going 500 miles an hour. It killed over 800 people a few days ago, okay? What's getting ready to come to America is 10th to the cube. If anybody understands algebra, they'll know what that cube means. 10th to the cube is coming here. We are so divided toward each other. We want to call Trump a racist, but we don't want to look at, we harm more, harm each other more than Trump can ever do. These are facts. At a barber on Candler Road, he come down, he's giving me these numbers about Trump and all this kind of stuff here, right? So here's what happened. Trump turns around and makes a what seemed to be a racial comment. So the barber gets on the defense, and he began to talk about, here are the things going on about Trump, this, he's a racist and everything. So I asked the barber, it's a clear-cut question. Listen, how many white people have come into your establishment and had their hair cut in the last 20 years? This guy was in the military. I said, how many people have been in your establishment? He said, none. So the next question I asked him, how many white people hair have you cut? He said, none. I said, in over 20 years. So my question to you two, sir, when I revealing his name, why do you have a gun on your side on South County Road? Who is that for then? But you want to call Trump a racist? We're exterminating each other by the dozens. What Trump has done, he bought us some time.
So what is Trump's agenda?
You know, a lot of times when we get caught, Pat, we get caught in our feelings. That's like why you shouldn't, when you got preachers who preach and they preach on emotions. When they preach on their emotions about the benefit of their intellect, they make mistakes. So we, as a black community, are very emotional, extremely emotional. We don't see what Trump is trying to do. If you go down to Home Depot, if you go down to any spot where you got the day laborers at, you don't see a lot of Hispanics there anymore. Now, unconsciously, Trump has said, here you go, get you some lawnmower, get you some stuff, go to work. One of Trump's agendas is to try to free the way we think. My dad had made a statement to me, and it reminded me of what Trump is doing. Okay, he didn't talk about Trump. My dad's deceased. But he said he'd rather be locked up in chains than to be locked up in our mind. And see, we are locked up in our minds when it comes to Trump. We can't see it. All we hear is racial. Listen, I'm a guy that has locker room talk as well. I was in the military, and all I did was bad talk. I have four different agencies of law enforcement, okay, including working law enforcement overseas, all right? So we can't see what Trump's agenda is because we're locked up in chains in our minds. We're locked up. Trump's, one of his agendas is to free you up from thinking. Now, here are the facts. A lot of people are not on welfare anymore. They're not getting food stamps. They're actually out working. I've had about maybe 20, 30 job offers. One that I'm really considering taking now because Trump's in there. And that's working with CDC. I look forward to doing that. Okay, so his agenda is to free your thinking up. So, okay, we call him a racist, but there's nothing that he's done that are racial. That's what we feel, and that's not what we see, because something that's on black and white is truly stronger than what's in color. Look at his track record. He's gave money to historical black colleges. He's trying to make a way for historical black colleges to find a way to educate them. He's also done stuff for the Martin Luther King Center. He's freed a couple of black people out of prison. He's asked the NFL to send him a whole lot of lists so he can take a look at it. So our racists, now I've dealt with them. I've dealt with racists before. I've dealt with those who are racist individuals. They have no intent of trying to free or help anyone of color. Now, there's two ways to look at this. Either he's what I'm saying he is, or it's the biggest trick of all time. Because if he makes this deal with Jerusalem, if he makes this deal, and it's been on the table for several months, I think I heard today it's been on the table for 16 months. Okay, I think it was today. If he cuts that deal, the clock has already started. It's what it's done is went into overdrive. That's there are only four types of people
Explain to the people when you're talking about Israel. Why are you bringing up Israel?
Well, Israel, there's not a president that's been able, if you notice, we stick our hands in another country. We have no business sticking our hands over there and so on. You have a really nice house. I've been to your house, Ms. Love. I have no business sticking my hand in your house trying to tell you how to run it. Every president that's been through, Eisenhower has tried to stick their hands over there in Israel. No one has been able to make a peace deal. The Bible talk about a peace deal. When that peace deal is cut, that's when the clock is sped up. Israel is a very important role in Trump's success or his demise. This is a definitive statement. It's not have no ambiguity to it when you look at the past. Trump cuts that deal with Israel, we're in trouble. He's going to make peace. He's brought the capital to Jerusalem. He's done that, okay? Which is that's what God wants. But that peace deal. Trump is a master when it comes to negotiation. He's a master businessman, okay? If anybody's going to pull that off, it would be him, okay? So what we're looking at is an apocalyptic, catastrophic event coming to America, which has a global effect on it. What he's done, he's doing God's work. Not getting religious, he's doing God's work. But at the same time, he's being used. He's being used because
right.
the minute he cut that deal, all you black folks who ain't got no weapons in your house, Jesus specifically said, sell your coat, sell your purse, go buy a gun. Government wants to disarm you. So what Trump, another one of his agenda is to keep you prepared. If you get disarmed, you have no way of defending yourself. You can holler all the racial innuendos that you want to, but if you can't fight back, you through. You finished. Take it for what he is. He's a man. Once he gets out of sight, when you look at me, anyone else, through a biblical worldview, you will get a better concept. But if you look at it through your own flesh and your own soma, you're going to see something different. And you're going to say, first thing it is, he's a racist. It's just hard to say that this man's a racist when, especially Al Sharpton, when I look at some of the pictures when him and Jesse Jackson was all on top of his one of his innuendos, kissing his rear end, but now he's a racist. Giving him the minority award, you know. So now the opportunity, I don't see nothing Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, or any of those individuals are doing trying to free us. I don't see anything, but I do see some things.
So let me ask you this. Let me ask you about the Mueller investigation. What's your thoughts? I mean, what do you think? What are your feelings on Mueller's next move?
I can't predict what another man does, but I've mentioned to you that there were some people going to go to jail. It's going to cause a bunch of mess behind it. Now, I don't see how Mueller can be on the investigation when he used to be in Trump's country club. and he defaulted on it. He also applied for the job. Trump didn't want him. I don't see how Rosenstein can be over any investigation that appointed Mueller when he gave Trump the authorization to fire Comey. It was Rod Rosenstein who done that. That's not a hidden secret. It's all over. And that's why the Republicans are crying foul. How is it possible that you can let Mueller just run loose with this? I don't predict anything. I look at the stats. I think Mueller's going to get in trouble because he's spent up almost $20 million of tax money, and there's no collusion. There's none. Now he's going for obstruction. How in the world in double H-E hockey sticks can you get a man for firing somebody who wrote the letter to get him fired, which was Rosenstein? So Mueller's a smart man. He's a smart man, but he found some stuff that was real shady too. Mueller also, y'all fact find this, Mueller also was a U.S. attorney. He sent four men to prison, cut a deal with the mob, okay? Fact, all right? Four of these men were innocent. Two of them died. But you have an individual who says he has an impeccable record, and he don't. The anthrax deal. With the anthrax being shot out. Mueller was a part of that. He was a part of that. So you got this thing. He's part of the swamp. You got this thing going on with Mr. Mueller. Which, yeah, he's got a good military record. It'd be pretty much just like Colin Powell. Colin Powell had a good military record until he became political and bought that deal over there and sold it to the UN. He was a good guy. And
right.
He caused hundreds of thousands to die behind that. He got tricked. Mueller's no different.
Right.
Mueller has stepped on a landmine. How is it that you can get Trump? How can you say it's a fair investigation when you used to be part of his country club? So, okay, let's look at it from the other side. Now, when he turned him loose, that come out, well, he favored Trump. So if he don't turn him loose, here's what Trump's going to do, right? He's going to use that against him. I don't see why he wouldn't. If you're pulling me down over a fence and I see that you're trying to hurt me, what would hurt make me wrong for pulling on the collar to bring you with me? And that's exactly, if he go down, if Mr. Trump goes down, he's going to take a whole lot of folk with him, starting with the prosecutor. A special counsel.
All right. All right. On that note, y'all are listening to the Larry Love Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I know it's 10:18 p.m. The Larry Love Show is only on from 9 to 11. That's the new hours when I do come on the air. When I do come on the air, it will be a Monday night. I don't know if I'll be coming on every other Monday. I put that on the little thing, but when I do come on, I will put something out there for you to know, what Monday it will be. I'm getting back into this again, so I will have, do a better job of having more guests on. This is something that I wanted to just come on and just see, you know, who would call into the show and who would co-mingle with me. Normally, a lot of the people that normally be on the show with me, they've been hitting me up all day, and they must have forgot, you know, the Larry Love Show was on. But it's all good because I just want to come on and just kind of rant a little bit about what's going on, the climate in America. The debt was $19 trillion, Sarge, but the debt is now $21 trillion. And Donald Trump have took more vacation days in the time that he's been in office than Obama did in 8 years. I'm not mad with Trump. Sarge and I talk all the time. I'm not mad with Trump because I know that Trump has an agenda. I know that he's been bought and sold just like everybody else. So you know, Donald Trump said what he was going to do. And y'all got to remember this, too. Y'all got to remember this now. He ran on a Republican platform. He ran on a racist type deal. He played into it. So I don't know if he's racist or not. I don't know the man personally. But he played into the playbook. So, he, you know, when you run on something and these people support you, you're going to try to do what you said that you were going to do for these people that voted for you. And that is what Donald Trump is doing and trying to do. I don't think nobody ever said that he wasn't a good businessman, but I don't know how you can be a good businessman with 6 or 7 bankruptcies and, you know, and say that you do good business. Yeah, you do good business for yourself. You don't give a damn about nobody else. So if you call that a good businessman, then I call you a fool. You don't care about other folks. You just want to get paid. And I know it's a lot of people out there. And that probably can be a good businessman. You know, you're a good businessman because you just know how to get paid and you know how to pay people less. Whatever. I don't know Donald Trump. Didn't know him before this presidency. Didn't care nothing about him. I saw him on TV. I didn't watch his show. I saw him go to these shows and these movies. So I didn't pay attention to him. So I don't really have a dog in this fight. Doesn't bother me. So that's all I got to say about, you know, Donald Trump. He doesn't bother me at all. You know, because I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I just listen to both sides, and then I come up with what I'm going to come up with. I want to touch on this, Nene, tonight before we go. And
it's breaking up, Daddy.
Okay, I'm sorry. I want to touch on this tonight before we go. I'm having some serious internet problems because ever since we moved into this house, man, we had to buy some extensions and all this stuff. We got these phone people coming in here checking out the stuff. I got to figure out where all these signals at so I can know where I'm going to do my show at. Because probably not going to be able to do it in this room that I'm in tonight, y'all. But I want to talk about this before we go tonight. You know, it's always been a difference with black people and white people. It's always been a difference. Why are you being watched? You are being watched. Hey, sorry, don't scare me, man. Don't scare me. You know, man, I have to be careful what I say. You know, I got to be careful, you know, because I don't want to be in, you know, internet issues. So I got to be careful. Got to be careful for myself. Got to be careful for my family. But I do want people to get their opinion out. I want to hear people's opinion. That's why I came up with the show. I want to hear people's opinion. I want people to call in at night. They got someone in their mind. Say what you got to say before you go to bed. Hey, a lot of, you know, Rush Limbaugh, he get on there with his newspapers and all this stuff, and he opens it up and he talks about the Democrats and he says they ain't worth a crap and what the Republicans need to be doing, and he's reading about this and he's reading about that. So I'm just doing it on the internet. So I want to talk to y'all about Nene. You know, we know there's a difference. It shouldn't be a difference. You know, I'm black, you white. I'm Asian, you this. But enough is enough. You know, white people do the same crime, but don't do the same time. And I'm glad that we got Sarge on the line. I'm a rapper now, Nene. I'm rhyming. Sarge, you was in the law enforcement business. Man, just tell us real quickly, man, how in the hell that two people can do the same crime, the same crime, and the white man get off and the black man go to jail? Now, don't they have a precedent and case study for a lawyer to say, wait a minute, judge, and 2 years ago there was a case of a man did the same crime, the same age, never had anything, got probation. Now, why is it that 2 years later, this black boy boy, same age, same crime, you giving him 2 years. Sorry, what is going on, man?
Again, I always revert back to a biblical worldview, right? Color does have a portion of what's going on in his life. And at the end of the day, when judgment is upon all of us, the devil don't give a darn who he dragging that lake with him, and that's what he used. But here's the deal. The white man goes into the courtroom, he has the almighty dollar. Black man going there, normally have Jesus, and he lose. Right? That's just the way they go. Okay? So you have a lawyer. I got a guy that owns a restaurant out at the airport. And his son, listen to this. His son was accused of a murder. This is ongoing now. His son was accused of a murder that a man, it doesn't even look like the man who was murdered. The guy that was accused of that, listen to this real good. His son was accused of killing a guy. But the guy they say he killed looks, I've looked at the pictures, I've looked at the case, they're fighting right here in Atlanta. Looks nothing like the guy who's actually alive. But the man is doing time. His son has been in prison now for about 4 years. But now we have an issue when the judge who shot the lawyer who shot his wife in the back, and he's doing time now. White man, coming to the courtroom, that was working on the case that influenced the judge. Quite naturally, Ray Charleston, that was all over the news. So Ray Charleston see that, and Stephen ain't got to wonder. There's an issue of race going on right there. What's sad about it, again, there are race issues. But what's really sad is that we can't pull together to try to stop this. You got a white man, he does the same crime, he gets away with it. And you got a black guy that does the exact same crime, and they hang him up by his kahuna to the wall. So why is that? My question is, they know that we don't give a damn about each other. They know that. They know that we're not going to stand up for each other. They know we don't have enough testicular fortitude to come back and say, okay, this is wrong. I see it every day, and so do everybody else listening to you, see it every day. You got 5 to 10 murders a day that's committed by another black man. Nobody says anything. Within our own community. So when a white man gets away with it, what they're doing is giving him another chance. Not us. Because we are taking each other out. It is unbelievable. I use my DVR. I do 2, 6, 5, 46, and 11. All right? I'm talking about local news. We're not talking about across the United States. We harm each other more than any white man can do it. So they look at this, okay, well, that's just another, the N-word, right? That's what he's doing to their kind. Okay, let's send all of them to prison, okay? Okay? He's all in the prison and do nothing about when a white man does it. The common denominator in this, whether your listeners like this or not, we're all going to die one day, right? You might not see it here. You might not. But you're going to stand before God, and God, one day, and answer for all those crimes. God looks out for those who basically look out for their own. So you may see a candlelight vigil in one or two times. You may see one of those. Well, I'm going to call the name, but you may see a big-time preacher say one or two things, and then that's the end of it. No one pushes an issue when it comes to a black. But as soon as a white man does something, as soon as he does something, and he gets away with it, it's a big crime. So why won't somebody say something when the black do it to each other? We won't do it. There was a study done by Sigmund Freud. I think it's very interesting. So he built a colony, and what he done was he gave some rats stuff to copulate, to have a lot of sex, but he didn't put it where a lot of them could expand. Then he turned around and did the same thing with another set of rats, but he gave them room to expand. Therefore, he introduced that concept of the projects to the government, a way of controlling. If you go in any project right now, any project area, look at how they're moving. We're moving like rats over there. We're killing each other. We're taking food stamps. We're demolishing our own self, and no one says anything. No one says anything with another rat killing another rat. They don't say anything. That's how they look at us.
And nobody cares.
Okay.
A rat. All right, Sarge. Okay. All right, man. You're getting deep in there. So Nene, what do you think about what Sarge was saying tonight? Nene, can you hear me? Nene, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
So what do you think about tonight's topic and number 45?
About what he was saying the rats and stuff?
I mean, your overall thoughts about the political climate in America.
I think it's going downhill. I don't know what's about to happen, like he was saying. I agree that there's some stuff that's being hidden, and there's other things that are being highlighted for us to pay attention to that and not pay attention to what the real things are going on. So, I mean, like I said before, I really think that this presidency thing is a big joke. I think it's something that is hiding some truth that is behind it. And like Diamond said, he was chosen for a reason. I think he's doing stuff because he's being told to do stuff. I think there's some truth to what he's saying as far as like his truth as far as how he is, but I also think that there's a lot of stuff that he's doing that he's being told to do, and we're not seeing that, and we're not going to see it until it's too late.
Right, right. And I agree. All presidents has a domestic agenda. that Dr. Pope, Sarge, and I talk about. Obama's international agenda was to get us back in Africa. He did that. And also his domestic, I think, was to give rights to the gays. He did that. Now, Trump has an agenda, an international agenda, and a domestic agenda, so he's doing his. And you know what? Truth has been spoken tonight on a lot of comments on Facebook Live, as well as people that have spoke, Sarge, Sparkle, because this man was already a vile type person, how he talks to people. You know, he's always been that way. And he came on the scene, y'all, on the debate stage and talked about people like a dog and called them names. And nobody went behind the stage and called him out and said, stop doing that. So he got away with calling Mr. Rubio Little Marco, called this man, a grown man, Little Marco. He got away with calling the guy that was begging him for a job when he said something about his weight or about he eating some donuts or something. He called the lady that was running for president, the other lady, called her ugly, you know, on stage. I mean, and nobody, like Sarge said, like Sparkle said, nobody said anything. Nobody did anything. And then this man won a nomination And the Republicans had a chance at the convention to not pick him. When you go to the convention, all they got to do is stand up, and each state, wherever they're sitting at, can stand up and not even pick him for nomination. But they picked him for the nomination. Then he goes and debates Hillary, and he disrespects Hillary and disrespects her husband by standing behind that man's wife when she's talking and walking like he's stalking her. And then, you know, brings people to the debate that said that Bill Clinton sexually harassed these people, brought these people to the debate. You know, he did all kinds of things and nobody put him in his place. So you got to ask yourself, why did nobody put him in his place? Why did nobody punch him in his mouth when he was disrespecting their wives? When he brought those women who said that Bill, when he brought,
put your phone down.
Yeah, when he brought the women to say that Bill Clinton harassed these women, brought them to the debate to sit in the front row. Nobody said nothing to this guy. This guy has been doing whatever he wants to do. So if you think about it, he's been put in place to cause chaos. Because that's all it's been since he's been in the office. I don't know if he's a good man. I don't know if he's a good businessman. To me, he ain't no good businessman. He a good businessman when it comes to just taking care of himself and getting him some money. You know, but he ain't caring about the little man who, when he built that hotel, that casino, and left all them people high and dry and filed bankruptcy again. So, you know, you ain't no good businessman to me if you're filing 6 and 7 bankruptcies. But then again, hell, I guess you can call it a good businessman. He take his money and run, however you want to look at it. So, you know, hey, it depends on how you want to look at it. Like I said, I don't have a dog in this fight. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. You know, Republicans say some good things that I like, and, you know, Democrats say some things that I like. I like the fact, and I ain't scared to say it, I like the fact that Republicans used to stand for self-sufficient. Go out there and get it yourself. Small government. Get out of my business, man. Let me do my thing. I like on the other side, we want to help folk. You know, I do want to go out there and do my thing. I do want to go out there and make my way. I don't want the government telling me what to do at every turn and everything. But at the same time, if that's happening and God is blessing me to get the things I'm trying to get, I do have a heart for people who don't have the motivation, who don't have the willpower, the know-how to do what I do. Maybe they just don't have it. Maybe they don't have the skills. Maybe they don't have the means. They can't get there. They don't have it. So I do have a heart where I say, hey, well, let's help these people over here. Let's help them get something. But y'all got to understand something. When we help these people with welfare, when we help these people with food stamps, when we help these people with all this stuff, they took advantage of it, and now they're living on it. They're living on this stuff, and it wasn't meant to be lived on. Now, slowly but surely, people got to go to work. So you can understand where the Republicans are, what they stand on. You can understand what the Democrats stand on. But is the Democrats really standing on that, or are they really tricking us? Are they really using us? Saying, oh, it's going to be better, it's going to be better, but they're the only ones better, and the people that's voting for them is not better. You can look at it that way. Is the Republicans BSing us? Hell, both parties are BSing us. Hell, you ever seen two parties, Republican and Democrat, they get up there and they cuss each other out and debate, and then when it's over, you see them shaking hands and whispering and everything. They go on to dinner together. They go on to dinner together. So, hey, whatever. I just want to hear your opinion. That's my opinion. I just want to hear people's opinion. I'm going to have to get a better, it's 10:40. I'm going to have to cut this show short. I'm going to have to get a better internet. I'm going to have to find a way. I'm going to do some example shows. I'm going to have to walk around the house and see where the best part that I can do to show y'all. I'm trying to do a show where I don't interrupt everybody that's going to bed when I do the show, and that's why I'm all over the house. I'm going to have to find an area that I'm not going to have problems with on the internet. So I want to apologize to everybody. A lot of people had, you know, called into the show, but I'm having problems with the internet and all this stuff. So I do want to apologize to people. If you go back on Facebook and you see this on Facebook, I want to apologize to you. Definitely having internet problems. I'm sorry. Hey guys, this is your boy Larry Love right here on the Larry Love Show. Every other Monday, but I don't know if I'm even going to come on every other Monday. But, yeah, just look on Facebook, and I'll let you know when I'm out there. I'll try to do a better job with my guests as time go on, but I will not be coming on every Monday or every other Monday. I just kind of say it every other Monday. But when I do come on, it will be a Monday. I'll put it out there on social media, let you know that I'm going to be on whatever Monday it is, but I won't be coming on every week and stuff like that. So I just want to come on and give everybody a chance to vent, talk about what's going on in the world, and we'll have better topics and we'll have better subjects. The next time I come on, we're going to talk about black people. We're going to talk about what we need to do to improve ourselves, improve our communities, and improve our standing of our community in the world. Do we need to move back to Africa? That's one of them big old things that everybody want to talk about. Do we need to move back to Africa? I don't need to move to Africa. I'm not from Africa. So that's just my take on it. So, hey, guys. Thank you. Nene, thank you. I know you got to go to bed. So go to bed. You got to go to work in the morning. So, hey, thank y'all, Sarge. I appreciate it. I'm going to cut this short tonight because I'm kind of curious about it. I'm going to walk around the house and see where I'm having these issues at with this internet stuff. So, hey, Ronnie Love, what's going on? Hey, guys, this is your boy Larry Love right here on Blog Talk Radio, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. The new number is 675-383-0992. Hey, guys, y'all know on the Larry Love Show, your opinion matters. And at the end of the day, guys, it's all about love. And I'm going to leave you with, it's all about the Larry Love Show.
Larry Love Show. It's the Larry Love Show. Yeah, he's bad. Larry's on the map. Discussing real life situations and he's speaking fast. Yeah, he's back. The man in case you didn't know on Blog Talk Radio. It's the Larry Love Show.
How many topics going on every day? Yeah, your opinion matters. That's what Larry Love say. He's a family man, got a master plan. He's 6'2" and he's a veteran. Man of the hour, prostate cancer. Couldn't hold him down, yeah, he'll survive. Conversation should heat it. Make you pull out some gloves. At the end of the day, what? It's all about love.
It's all about love.
Larry Love Show. It's the Larry Love Show. Larry Love Show. It's the Larry Love Show. Yeah, he's bad. Larry's on the map. Discussing real life situations and he's speaking bad. Yeah, he's bad. The man in case you didn't know on Blog Talk Radio. It's the Larry Love Show. Larry Love Show. It's the Larry Love Show.